Exclusive: Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers warns Democrats want to mandamy Michigan. By Jasmine Jordan on May 2, 2026. Michigan Republican Senate candidate and former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers outlined his view of the state's political landscape during a radio interview. As host Matthew Boyle described the race as arguably the number one Republican pickup opportunity anywhere in America. Appearing on Breitbart News Saturday, Rogers pointed to what he described as a shift within the Democrat field, citing recent convention activity and campaign rhetoric. "They've all got huge problems here," he said, adding that some candidates are very interested in owning grocery stores and owning every bit of your health care. He added that they want to mandamy Michigan. According to their own words, some of the delegates' conversations, that's the direction they want to go. Rogers also pointed to national progressive involvement in the race, noting that Bernie Sanders is doing a big rally with Abdul El-Sayed here tomorrow. He further noted that El-Sayed brought commentator Hassan Piker to Michigan and wouldn't disavow any of his comments. Rogers criticized Piker, calling him the guy that said we deserve 9/11, and said the situation reflects changes within the party, adding, "This is the new Democrat Party, and it's all coming out of there." Rogers argued that the candidate's rhetoric reflects a shift in political norms, pointing specifically to comments about the vice president's family. "When you attack the vice president's kids and say that you would love them more than their own father would love their own kids, to me, that would have been disqualifying," he said. Adding, "Think of how far left they've gone." He continued that such remarks would have been disqualifying language to run for office in the past. Referencing additional statements he found concerning, Rogers said, "You don't ever support terrorism," and added that positions on policing and immigration enforcement signal a trend, stating, "They all want to defund police, including ICE." Rogers also addressed comments about State Senator Mallory McMorrow, referencing her move to Michigan and past statements about the state. "She parachuted into the state," he said, adding that understanding Michigan's manufacturing base and workforce is essential to representing voters. He added that she wants to represent the entire state while telling the people of Michigan she hates the state. Turning to Representative Haley Stevens, Rogers criticized her stance on funding for federal agencies and law enforcement, saying, "When you tell these people that you want them to risk their lives and then don't fund them, there is no political argument for that." He emphasized the role of those agencies, adding, "These are the folks that stop drug dealers, illegal gangs, from coming into the country," and called the situation absolutely outrageous. Looking ahead to the general election, Rogers said his campaign is centered on strengthening Michigan's economy. "I'm running a positive campaign on what we're going to do to fix the state," he said, emphasizing manufacturing and skilled trades. He highlighted proposals including shop back in every high school in this state, and noted that future expansion would be driven by high-end manufacturing, high-wage jobs. Rogers framed the race as a turning point for the state, asserting that voters are responding to long-term policy outcomes. "This is not a midterm for us. This is a change election," he said, citing concerns about costs and population trends. He added that people are tired of what's happening in Lansing, and emphasized outreach across party lines, saying, "We're getting disenfranchised Democrats all over this state signing up to help us get this thing done. Listen." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.